The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Are you there, Janet?
I am here, Dr. Slavin, loud and clear.
All right. Our listeners should know that Janet is somewhere outside the Florida area. She's up in on the Jersey Shore.
As Lisa Murphy described it yesterday, I'm in a remote location.
And Janet, we have a special guest with me in the studio, and that is Al Foreman, no stranger to our listeners. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin. Good morning, Janet. Nice to hear your voice down south. Are you near Red Bank?
Near Red Bank, that's true, yes. And beautiful Jersey weather, beautiful New Jersey surf, very, very nice, lovely vacation.
Well, make sure you enjoy it, which I'm sure you probably will.
I'm sure.
I want to start off just thanking our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and they're a place where you can go to have lab tests, and what makes them unique compared to some of the more well-known drawing centers is they will draw for any lab. So unfortunately, most doctors just use the more common ones, so you're limited to the tests you can get. And frankly, the doctors don't order a lot of tests. They want you in and out of that office. They order enough tests to justify the prescriptions they recommend, but not really to find out what's wrong with you. And we'll go into more detail about that later in the program. I did want to give out the phone number for Advanced Medical Testing Centers, 754-216-2332. And the reason for that is they're sponsoring a seminar tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock at their location. And their location is 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209. In Lauderhill. It's a couple blocks east of University on Commercial Boulevard on the south side of the street, or if you're coming from the Turnpike, about a mile west of the Turnpike on the south side of the street. So that means if you're going west from the Turnpike, it's on the left side, and if you're going east from University or the Sawgrass, you can come down that way too. It's on the right side of the street. And the topic of the seminar, which I will be giving, is to show everyone that comes the actual tests that we're talking about. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Most of them covered by insurance. The tests that your doctors aren't ordering because they don't really know about it. They just know about the tests that Quest and LabCorp do. And not to say that they don't do a lot of tests, but there are a lot of tests that they don't do. And some of the labs we use, but they bundle a lot of tests into these packages so that some of the lab tests that aren't usually covered will get covered in that manner because it's a whole package. And we've had a very good response. I'd like to thank our listeners for showing interest. We have a couple of seats left, so we'd like to fill up the rooms. And starting tomorrow at 11. So the phone number again to reserve your seat is 754-216-2332. And Al, I'd like to put this question out to everybody, especially you, Al.
Okay.
because
I'm ready.
I think you may hold the Guinness book world records on number of supplements taken. Is there a category? Maybe you ought to start a category there. And the question I have is, why does someone take supplements, or for what purpose are they taking supplements if you really think about it? And how do you know that what you're taking is doing what you hope it's doing?
I can answer that question over the next several days, but I'll keep it short. I know that I have to thank Janet for all the participation she has given me over the years in my program. And I do take over 150 supplements a day. And a lot of them were caused, or not caused by, but were introduced to me because back in 1995, 20 years ago, I had a quadruple bypass. And I think I probably hold the record for the longest amount of time without getting a stent. Because most people that go through bypass surgery experience the need for additional help by the doctor putting in stents to give the blood flow to the body a little better motion. I don't need it, thank God, because of the amount of supplements that I do take. And I know that everyone listening to the show has heard me over the years espouse the benefits of using the proper supplements for themselves.
Al, would you say that you never met a supplement you didn't like?
I can't take them all, Dr. Uh-huh. Slavin. I know there are many that I would like to take, but I just don't have room for them.
Well, that comes up with patients a lot of times, too. They'll come in with their shopping bags full of supplements, and they ask me, which ones shouldn't I take? And it's a lot easier for me to tell them, you know, you should be on this or you should be on that. Sometimes it's hard to take away supplements, but sometimes I say, you know, instead of taking every individual nutrient, why don't you try a multivitamin at least that has them combined? At least that simplifies it a little bit.
Without a doubt. That's always my first choice, mm-hmm. is a multivitamin. When someone asks me what I take or what I should take. Mm-hmm. And a multivitamin is probably the foundational product of anybody's supplement program, along with fish oil, I think, is a critical component of everybody's supplement program. Ubiquinol, or coenzyme Q10, is another very, very important substance that people should be using. Magnesium, extremely important, especially for the heart. Very, very critical to help the heart function properly. And then from that point on, you can continue on. I mean, I like vitamin E. I think vitamin E is an important supplement as
Another
well.
Another one in the, since we're in the debate season, in the top tier of supplements,
okay.
would be vitamin D.
No question about
that. And that's only recently come into the top tier. I think if you go back, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, nobody was talking about vitamin D.
So true.
Right? It was always included in the multivitamin. You got a little bit of it. But these days, people need to take a lot more. How much do you take of vitamin D?
Well, I'll tell you a quick story about the vitamin D. I've been coming to your office now and testing for the last 18 years. And the reason I do that, of course, is because I do chelation therapy with you once a month, and I do the intravenous vitamin C every week. So I want to make sure that everything in my body is functioning properly. And I started taking initially 5,000 IUs of vitamin D. My vitamin D level was maybe 22, 23. I bumped it up to 10, it went up to 40, I bumped it up to 15, it went up to 50, but I went up to 30,000, I got it up to 150. So I cut back, and when I cut back, interestingly enough, it remained at about 50, using 15,000. Now I'm back to 30, and my level is at 100, where I want it to be.
Yeah, we like to, the range on the blood test for vitamin D is 30 to 100. And I usually recommend get it up around 80, give or take. I just want to point out that Al said he got up as high as 150 and nothing happened to him.
No, I'm still alive.
You know, they say that even though the range is up to 100, if you go up to 150, nothing's really going to happen. They say this real side effects kick in at 1,000. But when you're taking vitamin D, and this is the importance or the need for blood testing, is you want to monitor calcium levels because... it's mentioned, I really haven't seen it happen, but it's mentioned that vitamin D can raise calcium levels to an artificial high, and you don't want that. So you need to, for that reason, monitor it. And the other reason is, like Al just mentioned, doctors would say, boy, you're taking 5,000 units. That's a lot. And yet it wasn't doing the job for him, you know, and he had to go up to 15 or 30,000 units a day just to move that number. Now, how many different brands of vitamin D did you try?
I probably only had two different brands. I think one was by a company called Atrium Biotech, and the current one that I take now is by Jarrow. And they were each 5,000 IU per capsule or gel cap. The Jarrow brand is a gel cap, little tiny little thing. It doesn't take up much. It's about the size of a Tic Tac. That's how small it is. The Atrium Biotech was a capsule, which was also very, very small. But those are the only two brands that I ever used of vitamin D.
All right, because I tell patients, you know, if one brand doesn't seem to be doing the job because you're having difficulty absorbing it. After all, if your numbers aren't moving up, it seems to be there may be an absorption problem. Although I've seen with everybody, it doesn't jump up right away. It increases gradually.
One of the suggestions that I would have for Al in order to keep that vitamin D level bumping between, say, 80 and a little over 100 is to be taking 10,000 one day, or 15,000 rather, one day and 20,000 the next day, or 15,000 over the week and then 2 days a week, Saturday and Sunday, take the 20,000. Because it seems as though the 15,000 isn't doing it and the 20,000 is slightly too much for his body to process, but your goal literally is that range between 80 and 100. And Dr. Slavin, you were talking about testing calcium levels and the role that vitamin D plays with that. What's critically important, and so many people never get to see the dynamic between calcium and magnesium. And Al mentioned the importance of magnesium with regard to a supplement program. So number one, you need that ratio between calcium and magnesium to see how that dynamic is functioning. And that's critically important information. And then furthermore, when people just get a mainstream prescription for testing their magnesium levels, they're getting information with regard to serum magnesium levels. And in truth, that really doesn't tell you very much about how magnesium is working in your body. And you need to be taking an red blood cell magnesium level test. And that's something that for years, Dr. Slavin, you've been recommending.
That test, because it's easy to do and covered by all insurances, and then the EXA test done by another company, which is actually an intracellular magnesium level obtained by scraping the inside of somebody's mouth and getting those cells and checking the magnesium levels inside the cell. And why do you want to check inside the cell? Over 90% of the magnesium is found within the cell, not in the serum. And that music means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. Our sponsor is Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and we'll be back right after this.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut, or your digestive function, is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I am not sitting in the same room with Dr. Herb Slavin and our special guest today, Al Foreman, but we're all here to bring you the latest information you need to know in order to support your good health. Dr. Slavin?
Thank you, Janet. I thought I was connected, but I had my mic muted, and I didn't unmute it in time, and thank
always
you for...
Always a good thing to know that your mic is muted with that supposed off-the-air time. A lot of mistakes have been made that way.
Yeah, you don't want a hot, you don't want an unknown hot mic. also, again, our sponsor is Advanced Medical Testing Centers, and the website, which is a terrific website, is amtcenters.com. If you go to advancedmedicaltestingcenters.com, that's somebody else. So you want to pass on that one. So amtcenters.com. Then we have naturaldocradio.com. You go there, you can find these radio shows archived. Also, there's a link to the WNN website, so you can hear all the broadcasts from that station if you'd like, although really Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 is prime time for us. Another website is my website, drslavin.com. We've had a lot of calls for by people who want to come in as a patient, avail themselves of these tests we talk about in our approach, which is really to put drugs as a treatment of last resort and just try and empower people to know what they're doing that they can improve upon so they don't need to take drugs. And you'd be amazed how many things you can correct just by changing your diet. I mean, you eliminate almost every drug you're taking if you corrected your diet. And then, of course, and by testing, you'd find out maybe your hormones are off, which we find in most people, your thyroid's off. Definitely vitamin D levels are low. This is what we see across the board, but if you don't do the test, you don't know it. And when you correct that, you're really making a major step toward preventing many illnesses. Janet has a website, and I'm told there are different names for it, but we have one, JanetCimarelli.com. Is that right, Janet?
That is correct.
That's an easy one to remember, as long as you know how to spell all those names, you know, Janet Cimarelli. So we have...
It's
we have another one. And now, we have a, what's the other website name that you came up with?
Okay, it's Janazon, JANAZON.com. I was now, just sitting around trying to come up with silly names, and that was the one that, out of my silly list, was available.
Well, and the way she came up with it, of course, is it rhymes with Amazon, Janazon. So Janazon.com might be easy to remember. And so I think I got the four websites there, amtcenters.com, naturaldocradio.com. And in that one, doc is spelled D-O-C, no spaces, Natural Doc Radio. Dr. Slavin, drslavin.com, and janazon.com. So we got four websites participating in this program
with a tremendous amount of knowledge, I might add. And I admire the work that you have done over the years, Dr. Slavin. And of course, I admire the work that Janet has done with her patients over the years in helping people overcome many illnesses and many challenges that they face on a daily basis. And it's always nice to see people that come back and say, I don't know how you did it, but I loved what you did for me. And I appreciate everything you did for me. And it's something so rewarding and gratifying to hear people say that. I do have one question for you and Janet. I listen to the show Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And you spoke about blood tests. You spoke about CBC. Can you enlighten our listeners what CBC means and what's included?
Okay. Well, CBC stands for complete blood count. It's probably the most commonly done test. It looks at three things primarily. It looks at your white blood cell count, because that's a sign if it's elevated of infection or a blood white blood cell problem, you know, like leukemia. It looks at your hemoglobin. That's going to tell the doctor whether you're anemic or not. Although these days, with the high usage of testosterone replacement, that can cause elevations in your red blood cell count or your hemoglobin. So you want to monitor that if you're taking testosterone. A lot of doctors don't do that. And we've talked about this. You probably have seen those lawyer commercials regarding taking testosterone and strokes and heart attacks. And it's probably one of two reasons. One is maybe it's raising that person's red blood cell count or hemoglobin, and that's an increased risk for a blood clot and therefore a stroke or heart attack. Or another thing that has to be monitored when you're taking testosterone is your estrogen level. Because if in men, as they get older, they tend to make more aromatase, and increased aromatase activity will convert testosterone to estrogen. And as women know, and they've been told, same thing for men, higher levels of estrogen is a risk factor for blood clotting and stroke and heart attack. So you want to monitor that. So, and the last thing that you look at with a complete blood count is the platelet count. We frequently see slight decreases in the level, and we really don't know why that happens. But for the most part, platelet counts are normal. However, if they were to drop too low, and usually the most common cause for that is chemotherapy. Chemotherapy will wipe out all the cells in your bone marrow. So you'll see the white count drop, you'll become anemic, and your platelets will drop. But there are some illnesses that may be associated with that, and I think there are some reactions to medications that people take that might also be a cause for the drop in platelets. Reverse can happen is that you can have too high a platelet level, and therefore you want to monitor it for that reason. You know, these are uncommon occurrences, but still you want to do that test. Janet.
One of the important things for people to know, a lot of times they're under the impression there is very, very little that they can do for a dropping platelet count. And what's interesting is a very, very high quality astragalus herbal supplement can be supportive, possibly not of regaining lost levels of your platelet count, but at least lowering the rapidity with which you're losing platelet levels, or actually stop that loss of platelets. Very, very important for people to understand that. And you were saying you really don't know why that drop in platelets occurs. And here's my thought process. I don't have any research that I can point to and say, here's the definitive answer to why your platelets are dropping. We know that is one of the side effects associated with chemotherapy, but possibly in people as they age, over the age of 70, and the platelet levels are starting to drop, it can very well be associated almost a very little flag, warning flag coming up that you are not necessarily maintaining the required balance of nutrients that are needed to keep healthy blood platelet manufacture going on in your bone marrow and so on. Then when I meet with people whose platelets are high, out of the normal range, number one, what do I talk to them about? Hydration. And sometimes people may say to me, okay, well, I am drinking a lot of water, but they might not necessarily be drinking it in reasonable amount of space throughout the day, they might be taking a very, very large amount of it at one time, and ultimately it doesn't necessarily hydrate them to the extent that they need. So hydration is so important, and so important this time of the year in Florida, where we don't realize just how much moisture we're losing from our bodies. Dr. Slavin?
Well, you bring up a good point. Water is probably the most important nutrient. Without water, you probably don't last more than a couple of days, because, you know, your cells need water, and you dehydrate and you die.
No question about that. You brought up a great point, Dr. Slavin, about the lawsuits that you see on TV. I don't think there's a station that you watch that doesn't have a commercial for a lawsuit against a pharmaceutical or a pharmaceutical company that has damaged or caused people to die. How many have you seen for supplements?
I can't think of one.
Neither can I. And that's interesting, because over the years you have stressed the importance of why take a pharmaceutical when you can help the body by using good common sense, proper diet, exercise, proper sleep, less stress, and using supplements, as Janet would recommend in anybody's program. It's just foolish that people continue to take pharmaceuticals when their doctors can only write a pharmaceutical, because that's all the doctor may know.
And several years ago, it was reported in the New England Journal of Medicine that the number four leading cause of death was the appropriate use of prescription drugs. So, I mean, they're dangerous. You got to be careful how you use them. You got to be careful of the interaction between drugs. And I'm always amazed when you hear the commercials on TV about the drug, and they, you know, they, you
side
see
effects.
The happy people dancing on the screen, and then they list, you know, by the way, you can die from this drug, you know, or you could get cancer from this drug,
right.
You know. So it always boggles my mind why people would even want to take it. Before I ever prescribe a drug to somebody, I read all the possible side effects, and that's why I look for any alternative before you go resort to that drug. Because in reality, in many cases, it really has to be a life or death situation. Am I willing to risk dying by taking the drug? Because if I don't take that drug, I am going to die. So
over the years, I know Janet has helped so many people overcome the use of pharmaceuticals by recommending lifestyle changes and different supplements.
And believe it or not, many of the drugs out there had their start from natural products, whether it be an herb or a vitamin or a hormone, but that are perfectly natural. And then they hijacked it in order to make their profits. And they call it a drug. And now you got to pay a lot of money for it. And they manipulate the molecular structures so they can patent it and sell it. But a lot of drugs got their start because they observed in nature the beneficial effects of something, and then they make a drug out of it.
I have an interesting question.
Yes.
I was just looking at an article. 2 years ago, the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology recommended new guidelines for using statin class drugs, and they are enlarging the criteria for their use. They're saying that doctors should go beyond looking at a person's cholesterol level and take into consider their age, their weight, their blood pressure, their smoking status, to make a broader risk of their heart attack, a broader view of their heart attack risk. And so we're talking about how we see lawsuits advertised on television against certain pharmaceuticals that have caused damage. Do you have an opinion about the appropriate use of cholesterol-lowering drugs and what people should do with regard to their cholesterol rather than resort to a drug?
All right, Janet, that's a good question, but I know you can't hear the music, but our listeners can. That means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. And with me today is Janet Cimarelli from Far Off Regions. And in studio with me is Al Foreman. And for those of you, I mean, everybody knows Al Foreman. Al, what have you been doing these days?
I've been playing poker. No, I still study nutrition. And I try and stay on top of the industry, and I do attend trade shows to learn more about what's going on in the industry. And I want to pass along at some point anybody that questions me, knowledge that I may have that may help them. But I think between you and Janet, I think if people are seeking knowledge to improve their health, you are the people that they have to come to. And I think it's most important that as we get older, that people understand there are things you have to do as you get older to overcome the age. We can't turn the clock back. That's not possible. But we can reduce the amount of hardship that the body goes through as we get older. And as people get older, they know the hardships they have to go through. A simple thing is just getting up in the morning. You want to be able to get up with a lot of vim and vigor when you go to sleep. And people just don't do it. So they come to see you, Dr. Slavin, they see Janet, and between the two of you, I think you've helped countless thousands of people over the years improve their health. And again, as I pointed out, as we get older, it's more important to understand the benefits of seeing you and seeing Janet Cimarelli.
You know, there was a time I used to be an observer of yoga. I say, that's not real exercise, but when I tried it, you know, you really get your heart rate up, even though you're standing in one place. I was wondering, Al, do you get your heart rate up playing poker?
On different hands, I do.
Yeah.
That is true. But I have a question concerning blood work. I know that you wanted to talk about cholesterol, as the question that Janet brought up. But for blood tests that are not covered for people's insurance, do you offer some kind of incentive for them to do it based upon the normal cost?
Well, some of our listeners may have had the experience where they thought the blood test was covered, and they find out after they have it done that maybe one test on that panel wasn't covered, and they get a bill. Now, the bill that the lab charges the patient is way more than they need to be charged if it were being done through through a doctor's office or through a drawing center. Because what the labs do is they charge the highest price out there. Mm-hmm. So patients, so what we try to do at advanced medical testing centers is, number one, get your insurance to cover as much of the labs that are ordered by your physician. And by the way, if you'd like to come there and your physician won't order the labs, or you want to come there on their own, advanced medical testing centers has healthcare providers that can see you and order the lab so your insurance will cover it. But we'll also tell you what's not covered, because they have enough experience knowing what insurance covers and what they don't. Although I'll tell you what, it becomes extremely complicated. You can take one insurance company, and they may have over 15 different plans, if not more, and everyone has little differences in how they cover things. So you really never know, but you want to at least be aware that most likely it's covered, or if it's not, you know what tests and what you might be in store for. as far as a bill. But the other thing is, if you have to pay out of pocket for the test, Advanced Medical Testing Centers will match any advertised price out there on the internet. So if you you bring it in, show it to us, we'll match the price.
Well, I think that's a great incentive for people to do their blood work. I think people want to know how their body is. And one of the ways to do it is, again, as you pointed out, through a comprehensive blood work workup that shows how the body is acting.
You know, and by the way, I don't own Advanced Medical Testing Centers, although I hear myself saying we'll match the price, because that's how we would do it in our office. You know, a lot of times it makes more sense for the patient not to use their insurance for certain tests and just pay out of pocket. It just made more sense, especially if you have a large deductible. It may make more sense to do it that way than pay the full price, because you have to meet your deductible.
And I would imagine with the Obamacare the way it is today, it's put a burden on a lot of people because of the deductible.
And getting a little sidetracked with that, I had a patient the other day who's unemployed or out on disability, and he can't get insurance. And I didn't realize this. He says, I don't make enough money to qualify for Obamacare. He's out on disability. Of course he can't make money. I thought that's what Obamacare was supposed to help.
Right.
No, they tell him, oh, he has to apply for Medicaid. It's really the insurance situation in the country is all messed up. Obama didn't make it any better. I shouldn't say that. Maybe for a few people it made it better. But for the majority of people, they find themselves paying higher premiums for less coverage. And by less coverage, I mean higher deductibles and higher co-pays. So it's difficult for a lot of people.
Well, getting back to cholesterol, I know that the government or somebody in the government has established baseline numbers for people to be within when they do their blood work. And we know over the years the amount of cholesterol that was normal 10 years ago is not normal today.
Well, we can go back, Al, 30 years ago when I first came down to Florida, and the cutoff was 300 for total cholesterol. Then as more and more drugs come out, they dropped the levels. It went down to 240. That enabled doctors to prescribe for millions of more people, and then they dropped it to 200, and millions more people got on the cholesterol drug, statin drug bandwagon. The funny thing is, I don't think during that time we saw any drop in the incidence of heart disease or heart attacks or deaths from heart disease, because cholesterol is not the problem. If you want to know how to lower your cholesterol without a drug, change your diet. And it doesn't mean stop eating cholesterol, as you've been told. You know, sometimes at what point do you lose trust in the medical establishment when they lie to you over and over again? First, they said, cut back on fat. So everybody switched to carbohydrates. And what happened when they did that? Everybody got fat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you look at the numbers, you can see the rise, of obesity. I'm not sure if they're now saying that it's okay to eat cholesterol products, but it is. It's carbohydrates that raise your cholesterol. So when everybody started eating carbohydrates, cholesterol levels went up and they sold even more drugs. Statin drugs, and they've got lots of people scared not to take a statin drug because you're going to die from heart disease if you don't take a statin drug. But but the statistics don't bear that out. Cut back on your carbohydrate intake. Primarily, that means grains. So that covers a lot of things: bread, pasta, included, though it's not a grain, I don't think, potatoes and rice is a grain, so those categories. And the one area that people seem to overlook, but it's important, are fruits. You know, fruits are healthy, probably just in moderation, because if you're eating the high sugar content fruits, and there are a lot of them, that's going to affect your cholesterol levels and your sugar levels. The best fruits to have really are berries. And then you want to make them organic, because we spoke a little bit yesterday about the GMOs and glyphosates, right, and everything. You got to avoid those things too. And we mentioned yesterday, what was it? The truth in labeling law that they want to pass. Did you hear me talk about that?
I did. Yes,
you know,
I
mean, that's the name of the law they want to pass. It's trickling its way through Congress. Truth in labeling, which means they don't want to let the consumer know what food products have GMO ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that name doesn't seem to make sense. The untruth in labeling might be a better name. Or the deceptive label.
There you
deceptive
go.
Labeling
better.
Act.
It's the dark act to deny Americans the right to know, and it has been passed by the House of Representatives. And so the bill is being considered, is being sent to the Senate. And I think, Dr. Slavin, you told people yesterday to certainly contact the senators from Florida, Senator Marco Rubio and Senator Bill Nelson, and tell your senators, do not pass this bill, which the Organic Consumers Association and very much all of the organizations that tend to keep people informed of things going through our legislature, that it is very much denying your ability to know what's in your food. Organic Consumers Association, OCA.org. You can find out all about it.
Johnny, I'm not as familiar with it as you are, but I shop in health food stores, and I see that many products have a label that says non-GMO right in front. Now, what effect is that label going to have if this law gets passed?
Well, it's going to be very interesting because I believe ultimately it will. The law is stressing the part that the states play in requiring how products are labeled within their state. And just as an example, the state of Vermont has passed a state law that requires products that contain genetically modified ingredients to be labeled as containing genetically modified ingredients. So I'm not sure if the companies would be allowed to continue to label their products with the little blue insignia, non-GMO. Right now, that's one of the ways that we can be certain that we're not consuming genetically modified ingredients in any of our processed food, canned, bottled, boxed foods. Certainly very, very important. If you're not able to determine with that little insignia, non-GMO, the way to be certain that you're not consuming genetically modified foods is to purchase organic. And, you know, sometimes that's difficult. But right now, what the deny the Americans the right to know what's going on is they are saying that the states will no longer be allowed to regulate what the labeling laws are within their state. And it's very, very interesting, you know, what happened to that concept of states' rights. And here, overwhelmingly, the population of the state of Vermont has said, we don't want GMOs, and we want to know what GMOs are in our food. And the federal government is working to remove that right.
Is that a violation of the First Amendment? You know, it's not like you're lying. You know, there's freedom of speech. Why can't you say the truth about things?
Well, my guess is if they start making those changes, then yes, there would be certainly strong grounds to remove that law.
Well, Janet, there's some music, but I want to make one last point. $64 million was spent in lobbying efforts. What does that mean? That means they're buying off the politicians to vote for that law. And, you know, this is why, we have the lobbyists. We vote for somebody and the lobbyists take over and just buy their vote. But right now we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And we're back. This is the last segment for today's program. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. And with us today, Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and Al Foreman. And I want to remind our listeners that our sponsor is Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And they're sponsoring a seminar by me tomorrow at their location. And we're going to I'm going to show you what all the tests that we're talking about actually look like. In other words, the reports. So you can see the information that you can get, what you can do with it, and why it's important, and show you that most of them are covered by health insurance. There are, occasionally there is a test, for example, we might do a heavy metal test that may not be covered by health insurance or partially covered, but that's an important test too, and we will give you the best price for that test. But you want, it's important to know, and I'll show this test, by the way, but lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, you want to know those levels. They interfere with your health. They are associated with both heart disease and cancer, but mainstream medicine ignores it. Why would they do that? Do you think it's because they want to make money on bypass? You think that might have something to do with it?
I'm sure it has a great deal to do with it. Talking about blood work, one of the biggest obstacles an older generation is going to have in years to come is the issue of Alzheimer's and dementia. And it's a critical issue today because you hear of so many people, and it's in my family, my wife's father, my father-in-law has Alzheimer's. And I was wondering whether or not there are any tests that are being conducted today, Dr. Slavin, that can show a early sign of Alzheimer's.
Well, you know, you bring up a very important question. It's not the first time I've heard it. And I just want to preface something. Alzheimer's disease, the other name for it was presenile dementia. That means dementia in young people. And now it seems to be the overarching name for all dementia is Alzheimer's. You have a little dementia, you have Alzheimer's. There are other causes for Alzheimer's that you need to be aware of. For example, vitamin B12 deficiency might be a cause. Poor circulation to the brain, just like you might have poor circulation to the heart. Poor circulation to the brain is another cause of dementia. You can have tiny infarcts in the brain. In other words, little mini strokes that are at yeah, Janet.
The use of artificial hormone replacement therapy. We know that Premarin and those artificial estrogens are very, very much a contributing factor. And when you see an advertisement for those hormones in the side effects that are profiled at the end of the advertisement, they mention the increased risk of dementia. When you were talking before, Dr. Slavin, about cholesterol levels and how people have been told to go on a low-fat diet and what replaced the fat were carbohydrates, and ultimately blood sugar levels that are unstable. They talk about that poor delivery of sugars to the brain, and consequently that is a contributing factor as well to the development of dementia.
So the importance of these tests, again, is to give you the information about how your body is functioning. So what you want to know, if you do a CBC and a chem panel, because that's what your doctors are ordering on you, I always say this, they're trained in a hospital setting, and that's the predominant test they use there, just to monitor whether you're going to live or die each day. But to live healthy, those tests really don't give you the information you need, because you can have perfectly normal, as I'll demonstrate tomorrow at the seminar, CBCs, complete blood counts, and yet these other more specialized tests will show problems that you need to address. Probably the reason it's not ordered by physicians, there is no drug to correct those problems. It really, for the most part, it comes down to what you're eating, and you need that feedback. So you make those little changes in your diet, can make big changes in your health. So when it comes
very often when people come to me with copies of their blood tests and their cholesterol is overall high and maybe their HDL-LDL ratio is in a poor range and their triglycerides are very high and their doctor has spoken to them about the cholesterol, about the HDL, and not mentioned at all the importance of addressing the triglyceride level, most likely because very little is helpful in the prescription drug choices to lower the triglycerides, where you can use just a simple change in diet by eliminating fruits for a couple of weeks and really reducing significantly any kind of starchy carb intake, primarily the grains, but including the potatoes, as you mentioned, Dr. Slavin. And then using a very, very simple amino acid approach, L-carnitine, you can bring your triglycerides down. And in my view, that's one of the more dangerous parts of that lipid panel. And unfortunately, many of the doctors aren't necessarily addressing it. Dr. Slavin?
No, very, very important information. These tests, and I point this out, very important point is someone could have high lipids, which is the all-inclusive term for fats in the blood. It could be cholesterol, and there are a lot of others as well. Could be elevated, but more importantly, then, I look at how their insulin level looks, their fasting insulin, their fasting blood sugar, their hemoglobin A1C, which is a average of your blood sugar over a three-month period. And what I found a lot of times is the fats may be a little elevated, but the insulin and glucose are back to normal. And the reason for that is, we tell you, don't eat after midnight. So you've got, probably at least 8 hours of fasting before the blood work is done. Well, the insulin and glucose will go back to normal quicker than the fats will. So it may not even be an issue for you. Slight elevations in the fats, as long as your blood sugar and insulin are back to normal, because you're going to get that. That's normal. You eat food that raises your blood sugar and insulin levels. The fats go up at the same time. And then when you're not eating, the fats come down, but they take longer to come down than the sugar and insulin. So that reminds me, and now I wonder if you've heard of this approach, intermittent fasting.
I heard you talk about it on the air.
Right. So the idea there is eat during an 8-hour window and give your body that 16 hours to restore everything to its proper levels. If you eat constantly, those fats will never get back to normal. But if you reduce the period of time you're eating, gives your body more time to restore the fats to their normal level, the insulin back to normal, and more time for your body to heal itself. So I think that's an important approach that people should try, especially when they're trying to lose weight.
I heard you tie that into exercise as well, where if you're doing, I forgot the term you used.
The high-intensity intermittent training.
Exactly. And I think if people had to lose weight, those would be two areas they should look at, the intermittent fasting and the high-intensity workouts.
Have you tried the high-intensity workout?
I don't need it, as you know, because over the last 5 years, I've been able to lose 37 pounds.
All right.
And my weight is now at 180, which is where I want to keep it, and I feel great. And I think people that are overweight, and I don't know how many millions of people there are that are overweight or obese, they should start thinking about how to drop the weight.
Do you think retirement had anything to do with that?
Losing weight?
Yeah.
It could have.
Less stress,
no question about it.
Make it easier.
Yeah, for sure.
We're almost coming to the end of the program. I want to remind our listeners that Advanced Medical Testing Centers, who are our sponsor for this program, are also sponsoring a seminar tomorrow at their location, and their location is 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209. It starts at 11 o'clock. We'll be highlighting all the tests, many of the tests, not all, because there are lots of tests available out there, but many of the tests that people aren't routinely getting. When they come to my office, they routinely get it because they're important. The seminar starts at 11. If you'd like to come, we still have some room. Give them a call at 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332. If you forget that number, I guess you can go to the website, amtcenters.com, and get that website. And I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
Well, I encourage everybody listening to the show to make sure they call that number to come in and listen to what you have to talk about tomorrow with the difference in blood work that can be accomplished to help them look at their overall
body
functions.
And you've had those tests.
Yes, I have. I get it done once a year, and it's a great barometer as to how your body is doing.
And I know Al has asked for some other tests, like coenzyme Q10 levels.
Without a doubt.
And Janet, enjoy the rest of your vacation and the good weather up there.
Thank you so much. I'm having a lovely vacation, and I just want to remind everybody that seminar is free. So we'll see you on Monday.
All right. Come back nice and tan.
Absolutely. A free seminar. I'd like to thank all our listeners and, of course, our special guest today, Al Foreman. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. Thanks for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back Monday morning. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time. And get healthy.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.